Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Waffle Box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host, and I'm here to get you up to speed with Star Wars action figure news. So let's do it. So the hype around Star Wars action figures is slowly building as we get closer to San Diego Comic-Con. We've also gotten a few Black Series 6-inch announcements in the past few weeks, so that's cool, so I'm going to go over that with you guys. And I feel like we're kind of coming out of that slump, so this is kind of like the calm before the storm, right? Before everything breaks loose again and we're all in Ahsoka territory. And I think Star Wars is going to be back in a big way in just a couple of weeks. So it's going to be great. You know, Lucasfilm is still promoting the Dial of Destiny, but as soon as that's done, it's all going to be Ahsoka. And I feel like we're just about to get all these Ahsoka featurettes and trailers leading up to the show. And the hype is definitely going to start building once we see some toys from the show, right? So that's my hope for San Diego Comic-Con, that we're going to see some Ahsoka toys, some Ahsoka action figures from the show. And I think that's going to be great. So fingers crossed for that. But I'll talk about San Diego Comic-Con a little later in this podcast episode. Dial of Destiny, I did want to throw this out real quick, though. I really enjoyed it. It wasn't perfect, but I think it was a good Indiana Jones movie, and I really like it. And I'm fairly confident that if you go out and watch it in the theaters, that you'll enjoy it as well. I thought it was fun. Anyways, talking about Star Wars, let's talk about some of the Black Series announcements that I had up on Galactic Figures over the past few weeks. The first one here is the Black Series 6-inch Battle Damage Darth Vader. $27.99, a Target exclusive. Pre-orders go up on 7/14. The links to everything, as always, are found in the podcast description. So if you don't know what these figures look like, check your links. Just scroll down in your app and take a look at those images. The Battle Damaged Darth Vader. So this one is based on the final episode of the Kenobi TV series. That's where the helmet is cut open by Obi-Wan with his lightsaber, and it reveals Anakin Skywalker behind the mask, and you see his Sith eye light up, and it's a cool moment in the show, and the figure captures that really, really well. So the images that Hasbro sent along look really, really good. So this is going to be flying off of the shelves, I'm sure. Battle Damaged Darth Vader, come on, man. This is pretty awesome. My only gripe with this one is that the paint application on the robes and on the armor looks very, very clean. There's no dirt, there's no weathering. And so that's a bit of a letdown considering how dusty and beat up Vader was during that duel. So I would have liked to see that being reflected on the figure as well, which it unfortunately is not. The good news, though, if you collect these figures in packaging, the windows are back and they basically look identical to what we've gotten previously before they went plastic free. So win-win right here. So the other figure shown was Commander Apo, which is also based on the character's appearance in the Kenobi TV series. And it's basically a 501st clone trooper. So it's got the blue markings on it. Does come with a removable helmet, so you get the clone trooper's head underneath, which looks good. And the trooper comes with two weapons, a blaster rifle and a basic blaster, a clone blaster. And there's not much more to it. I mean, if you've seen one Black Series clone trooper, well, here you go. He's got the blue markings from the 501st, and this one apparently is Commander Apo. Even though there is nothing really special about this one because the armor just kind of blends in with a regular 501st clone. So, yeah. But anyways, that's the second one. And that's also a Target exclusive that's going to go up for pre-order on July 14th on the website. Then this morning, I had two first looks for you guys on galacticfigures.com for two more Kenobi figures. The first one is Obi-Wan himself from the end of the final episode of the Kenobi TV series, where he's kind of riding off into the sunset on his Eopi. And so this one comes with goggles. He does have a removable soft goods robe, comes with his lightsaber, of course, but he also comes with a T-16 Skyhopper model that he actually gave to Luke Skywalker in that final episode. So good looking figure. Again, very, very light on paint. No dirty wash on the clothing. No Tatooine sand on the boots, unfortunately. But still very good looking. And I actually have to say that all of those Kenobi Black Series figures that they've done, like the ones based on a TV show, right? So the Wandering Jedi version, the Tibbidon Station figure. Now this one, which is subtitled Jedi Legends, by the way. Also, the Jabim version that just came out. All of those figures turn out really, really well. So, and this looks like it fits right in with those figures. And yeah, it's a good-looking Kenobi figure, with the exception of being a little light on paint. And then the other figure, which was also revealed today on Galactic Figures, is the Force Spirit Qui-Gon Jinn, which Obi-Wan, of course, encountered in the final episode of the Kenobi TV series. So it's basically a repainted Qui-Gon Jinn figure. But the way they repaint these in the Force Spirit likeness is really well done, because they kind of start out on the bottom being all blue and translucent looking, and then the further you get up the figure, it turns into a more solid version of the character with brown tones, and it looks more solid. You know, it looks less ghosty on the top, and I really like how they blend from one color into the next. I think that's done really well. Now, there are no accessories included with Qui-Gon except for the removable robe. But, of course, it's a Force Spirit, so he does not need a lightsaber or anything. So, all right. And so those two figures are not Target exclusives. They're Walmart exclusives for Walmart Collector Con next week. And pre-orders go up on 7/18. So details, as always, are on galacticfigures.com with the press images and the figure info. And if you're interested in what these figures look like, or if you want to get more details, hit the links in the podcast description, please. Now, it's been pretty quiet for TVC. Nothing really has been announced. I think they're really saving that for San Diego Comic-Con, which is taking place in just a week and a half. Of course, we know Vintage Collection is going to get the HasLab this year. And it's going to be big. I mean, when we look at the Sail Barge, that was huge. The Razor Crest was big. So, of course, we are waiting for big things to happen for TVC. And, yeah, I think they're just saving their announcements for the show. And in a week and a half, we'll know more. And we'll know exactly what it's going to be. So it's pretty exciting. But as far as TVC goes, there's quite a few figures hitting shelves right now. So Walmart, for example, my local area, here in the Pacific Northwest. We've gotten a restock of the wave that includes the Clone Trooper Phase 2 from Andor and the Cassian Andor figure from Aldani. Piet is in that wave as well. And so those figures have been restocked here at my local Walmart store several times. So if you're still missing those and you're heading out on a toy run, Walmart is definitely a good place to stop at. And also, I've just gotten reports that south of Seattle, that the Weequay wave from TVC has also been found. That wave also includes the redone Han Solo based on Endor, the new Darth Vader with removable helmet from the Return of the Jedi, and also has Captain Hauser in it, I think, so from the Bad Batch. So those figures are hitting shelves at Walmart stores as well. So it's definitely worth to go out on a toy run and peek around a little. But that's it for TVC. So let's switch back to the Black Series 6-inch line. And I do want to talk about some of the figures which I have gotten in the mail recently. So I've just gotten the 3-pack from Hasbro Pulse of the Return of the Jedi Force Spirits. And that includes Ben Kenobi, it includes Anakin Skywalker and Yoda. Obi-Wan is basically a repaint of the Walmart exclusive that we've gotten previously. This time around, Obi-Wan has an updated portrait with the photoreel. But other than that, it's basically identical. They're still using this really old sculpt that we've had for almost a decade now for Obi-Wan. So I'm hoping that we're going to get a new one soon. Because, you know, let's face it, Obi-Wan Kenobi from A New Hope, that's always going to be in rotation. There's always going to be a demand for that. And yeah, they can definitely do better than what they are doing with this sculpt. And I think I've been saying this for 3 or 4 years at this point. So Hasbro, it's time to update the sculpt. I have to say, though, that on that card back, that looks really, really nice. It's a really sharp-looking carded figure. It's unpunched. Actually, all three of them are unpunched in that box. And yeah, carded. This looks really good. The Yoda figure, again, is a repaint of the one that we've gotten in the 40th Empire 2-pack with Luke Skywalker. This time there's only one head sculpt included, and yeah, one is good for Yoda here in this case. Again, the paint application looks good. The robe looks good. It does look nice on the card, although I wish that they would have just used a correctly sized bubble for Yoda. I think they reused a bubble from an Ewok or from a Jawa, which is still 2.5 times as big as what it should be. So definitely not my favorite, although it does look okay, but it could have been done better, I think. But the star in this 3-pack, without a doubt, is Anakin Skywalker in Hayden Christensen's likeness. Because this figure feels new. It's something that we don't have yet in the collection. And yeah, this looks sharp. The card image looks nice. Packaged, it looks good. So this is definitely a win. You know, I've mentioned it on the GalacticFigures.com social media accounts that I wish that they would have also included a Sebastian Shawn head sculpt here. Why not even include a tribute card back here? That has the old school image on it. You know, why not do that? You know, because we're looking at this as a 40th anniversary tribute for us older folks who kind of grew up with those movies. And why not go the extra mile here and put a little bit more newness into this box when everything else in this box feels like it's just, you know, a repainted figure anyways. Like Kenobi, definitely just the head is different. Slightly, and then Yoda, of course, is also just a repaint. So why not just include a little bit more newness here in this box? Another thing I wanted to say, though, real quick, is that I've seen some amazing 3D printed wooden railings that you can use with these figures. And I might actually order one of those if they're available, but I've seen some images floating around out there. And that looks really, really nice. And, you know, why couldn't Hasbro include something like that here with these three figures, right? I mean, we know that the Black Series line isn't world building, it's figural. But, you know, these little environment pieces, You know, there's not that much freedom that you have in a 6-inch scale to go large, but for these smaller pieces, you know, include something like that and just kind of round out what you're offering in this box. That would have been nicer to see. So overall, it's a very expensive set. I think it clocks in at around $80 once you get it shipped with tax and everything. And again, it is a good looking set. I'm glad they made it, but I feel like they could have done a little bit more here. So the next set I want to talk about is the Target exclusive 2-pack, the showdown between Cobb Vanth and Cad Bane from the Book of Boba Fett. For some reason, my local Target stores have only gotten 2 sets per store, so it might be a bit tricky to track down. Cobb Vanth is a rework of the single boxed version that we've gotten previously. This time, of course, the Boba Fett armor is removed. Which makes the figure look a little naked because there isn't a whole lot going on. It feels a little simple. What you see is what you get with this figure, right? There's not a whole lot that you can really do with it. He does come with a blaster, a working holster, and you can take the bandana off if you wanted to. And it's a good-looking figure. I mean, for some reason, I think they removed the butterfly joints in the shoulders, which the previous figure had. I'm not sure why they did that, and I'm not a stickler for articulation anyway, so it doesn't bother me. But what does bother me is how light, again, this figure is on paint. There is some Tatooine sand on the boots, but it's applied so lightly that it's hardly noticeable. So I wish they would have gone a little stronger on that. It just, you know, when I think of Tatooine and Freetown, you know, I'm thinking dusty, you know, Western type standoff. And this figure looks very, very clean, unfortunately. Like all the Black Series figures lately, they're missing a lot of paint. The other figure included here, Cad Bane, looks really, really nice. The head sculpt looks phenomenal. I wasn't a fan of what Cad Bane looked like in live action at first, but it's really grown on me, and I actually really like it now. Yeah, this looks really good. It looks like a live action version of the character, so they've done a really good job with the sculpting here. He does come with his 2 pistols, 2 working holsters, and he does come with 2 blast effects, which you can attach to the blasters. So each of those weapons have small holes in the front, and then you have 2 different flame accessories, basically, or these 2 blast effects that you can plug in. And one of the blast effects is a little longer than the other, so it looks a little different, which is nice. And then you also get a removable hat. And that's basically it. The coat is not removable on this Cad Bane figure because it is attached via these breathing cables that come out of his cheeks. And they kind of attach to the device on the back of the coat. And because of that, you can't remove it. I don't even know why you would want to remove it in the first place. But yeah, if you were wondering about that, you cannot take it off unless you break the figure. There was also 1 more flame accessory included, which is a little longer, and you can take that and plug it into Cad Bane's arms. So both of these gauntlets on his forearms have holes in them, and then you get this, you know, this pose with Cad where he's basically shooting out flames from his arms, and that looks really cool. Would have been nice to see a second one included of these flame accessories as well, so you can pose him with his arms shooting out 2 flames at the same time. I think that would have been pretty cool. And if you've been wondering if this flame accessory is a different sculpt from the one that was included with the Return of the Jedi Boba Fett figure, the answer is yes, it is a differently sculpted flame accessory. Now, we've seen quite a few loose ankle joints in the Black Series 6-inch line, which sometimes makes it hard for figures to stand properly. And I'm glad to say that Cad Bane and Cobb Vanth and all these figures that I just talked about here didn't have any super loose ankle joints. Still somewhat loose, but at least They're good enough so that you can pose the figure in a dynamic pose and they're not going to fall over. So that's pretty cool. And in the case of Cad Bane, when you have the flame accessory attached to the arm, the extra weight that it adds does not make a difference. So he does keep the balance really, really nicely. The hat is also a new sculpt. It's different from all the other Black Series Cad Bane figures that they've done. And what's cool about that is that you have a little bit of wiggle room. So if you wanted to, you can pull the hat a little deeper into his face, kind of hiding it, and or you just pull it back. So yeah, you get a little bit of a variation on how Cad Bane looks here, which is, you know, which is cool. It kind of adds a little personality to the figure. So overall, I would say it's a good looking set. I would have preferred to see it in 3¾ inch. I feel like that's where those kinds of sets belong, more so than in the 6-inch line. Why not release those individually boxed in 6-inch, right? I think actually Cad Bane is already announced to be coming out later, which is probably going to be the same figure, probably with less flame accessories, I would imagine. But we'll have to wait and see what that's actually going to look like. But anyways, if you're a fan of the Book of Boba Fett, and if you like that standoff between Cobb Vanth and Cad Bane, this is a good set to pick up. Pretty pricey, $55.99 plus tax, came in over a little over $60 here in the Seattle area. So that's $30 for one Black Series 6-inch figure. And like I said, these both figures are a little light on paint. Like Cad Bane, for example, just like Cobb Vanth, does not have any weathering on it whatsoever. There's no dirty wash, nothing. All right, and that's where I'm going to leave it. If you want to dive deeper and check out the images, as always, the links are in the podcast description, so you can check out the images, the accessory guide, and the commentary and the figure info on galacticfigures.com. Now, I have one more figure here, which I haven't reviewed yet on galacticfigures.com, and that is Doc Ondar from Galaxy's Edge. That's been shipping out from Shop Disney. Unfortunately, it's already sold out, so if you missed out on that, you can either get it through the Disney parks, or you'd have to go to the secondary market and pick it up there. I have not opened it yet. But the box, the packaging looked really nice. It kind of goes with these multi-packs that they've done for the parks. You know, they've had several sets for the First Order and the Resistance, the droids. They also had a creature set not too long ago. And that kind of packaging fits in with what they've done before. So there's some consistency there, which is pretty cool if you're a fan of Batu or Galaxy's Edge. And you want to build out your display on your shelf, yeah, you get that nice consistency with the same kind of color scheme and color coding, so to speak, across all these different offerings, which is pretty cool. But for the full review, please stay tuned to galacticfigures.com in the coming days for high-res images, the accessory guide, commentary, and figure info. I'm pretty sure that there's going to be one more Hasbro announcement leading up to San Diego Comic-Con, because so far they have not officially revealed what the exclusive is going to be at San Diego this year. And so I guess they'll have to announce it at some point, and we only have a week and a half left. So I would imagine that that's either going to come later this week or early next. So that's my guess. And the Hasbro panel at San Diego Comic-Con is going to happen on July 21st at 2 o'clock in the afternoon here on the West Coast. And we're going to be getting a lot of news. I mean, this is one of the bigger events. And, you know, I talked about it earlier in the podcast. It's been kind of quiet and it's been kind of really slow. And we've been kind of in this lull for a while, right? But that's all going to change once San Diego Comic-Con hits. Because we already know they are going to show us what the next vintage collection HasLab project is going to be. And I also hope to see an in-hand look at the N1 Naboo Starfighter from the vintage collection that's based on the Mandalorian. In the case of the vintage collection, we already know that Admiral Thrawn from Star Wars Rebels is coming. So maybe we'll see him at the show. There is a Darth Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi 2-pack coming. based on the final duel from the Kenobi TV series. So we might actually see that. We also might get a look at Darth Revan, which they've pipeline revealed, or even Krennic from Rogue One, which we know is coming. And then Pre Vizsla from the Clone Wars is another figure from the Vintage Collection, which they have announced through the pipeline reveal, but we have not seen yet what the figure looks like. For Black Series, we're a bit in the dark, really, because the only pipeline figures that we have not seen yet is the next batch of the holiday-themed figures, right? So we know what figures they be, but we don't know what exactly they'll look like. And yeah, so we'll see those at the show. And if not, we'll see them later, but that's just me guessing. I also hope to see a lot of Ahsoka product at the show. I really do, because, you know, Star Wars action figures are kind of always with us when a new movie launched or a new show comes out. That's what we're excited about. And give us some Ahsoka stuff that we can look at. I mean, the Ghost just leaked from Lego. I don't know if you guys seen that, but there were several characters that were in the trailer, and Lego is already coming out with the products. So I hope for Hasbro to have some Vintage Collection Ahsoka product on hand, and I hope the same goes for the Black Series 6-inch line. Now, as far as retro goes, give us a wave of Ahsoka figures, please. Why not? Let's do it, you know? And as far as the 40th anniversary of The Return of the Jedi, I feel like that's already in the rear mirror at this point. I think it's pretty much come and gone. Right? I mean, once Ahsoka is out, the focus is going to be on that. And yeah, I mean, it's been a weird year for promoting Star Wars. Because, I mean, when you look at this year, the way the focus went, it started off with The Mandalorian Season 3. And then we had a bit of a focus on the 40th anniversary of The Return of the Jedi. And then Indiana Jones kicked in, you know, and then Lucasfilm focused on that. And we're kind of coming out of that Indiana Jones marketing campaign now, where the movie's been out for a few weeks. It's just kind of slowed down now. So we're moving into Ahsoka territory next. And that's exciting for me as a Star Wars fan, of course. But I hope that Hasbro has learned from the past few years, where people have been telling them, you guys got to come out with product when a new show hits. You want to have these figures on our shelves. And I hope that's what they'll do. Because why not put an Ahsoka figure in Ahsoka packaging in the Vintage Collection out on store shelves when the show launches, right? Why not? So that's my hope for this year's San Diego Comic-Con and some of the predictions, what I think we'll see. And, you know, as always, you will find a full summary and the write-up with all the press images and official figure information on galacticfigures.com after the panel. So Friday, July 21st, going to be a busy day for me working on this stuff. But you guys know I love doing it. And I also know that you guys appreciate having everything in one place that you can just go over instead of 20,000 different social media posts, and you can't keep track of stuff, right? So anyways, that's where I'm going to wrap up this episode of GFT Galactic Figure Talk, and I'll be back with another episode of the podcast after the San Diego Comic-Con panel, unless there's some major breaking news beforehand, which, besides the announcement of what this year's San Diego Comic-Con exclusive is going to be, I don't think we'll get any breaking news except for that. So, thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments, or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description, and remember to subscribe.